The Rays in Toronto taking on the Blue Jays. Chris Archer saying hello to the Blue Jays mascot before the game. We pick up the action, fourth inning, 1-0 Tampa Bay in front, Devin Travis facing Blake Snell.
Here's a swing and a line drive toward right, and again, Souza Jr. with a dive, and did he make the catch? Yes, he did.
Shot down the left field line. That is a fair ball and gone. Pilar got it just fair, 3-1 Toronto. The Rays are down by two. Dickerson on the first pitch sends one deep and gone into left center field, and the Rays get one of those runs back. Fly ball back into straightaway center field. That's going to send Pilar to the wall. Gone! Home run to dead center. And this game is tied. Evan Longoria.
And the 1-0 pitch. Here's a swing and a high fly ball. Deep center field. Pilar going back. Looks up and it is gone. A mammoth home run by Lobo. And the Rays take a 5-3 lead.
The Rays go on to win at 7-4. Chase Whitley with his first career save. Derek Norris, two hits and two RBIs. Corey Dickerson, two hits and two runs scored. The Blue Jays have now dropped three in a row. The Rays rallied a win in Toronto. Manager Kevin Cash spoke about the comeback victory.
I think it energized us, you know, a pretty good amount. You know, we had not touched or really done anything against Stroman. He does such a good job of keeping hitters off balance, and he's done it to us time and time again. Just not a lot to show for it, but Corey got him, and then you know, it just seemed to add on from there when they brought the bullpen in.
Steven Souza Jr. made some outstanding plays in right field tonight. What did you think about his defense?
You know, he's played really good defense all year for us. One thing unique today, Rocco had him play a little shallow in with some of their righties against Blake, anticipating not getting too many balls over his head. The one ball that it did, Batista's ball, he ran it, I mean, a long way to go get it. And then he made some really nice plays diving on balls coming in. Had he not been in the position to start with, he probably doesn't get to him. But, he took away a couple hits tonight.
And just big picture, getting a win like this, coming from behind, what did you like about today's win?
Well, you like how the guys stayed in, didn't get too frustrated with, Stroman being so tough. But, you know, for us to be a good team, we got to find ways to win close games on the road. We lost a couple frustrating games in Baltimore. To be able to, you know, have the off day, bounce back and win a game like that, it's nice.
What did you think of Blake Snell's outing?
I thought Blake made progress. I know he's been beat up a little bit, talked about not going so deep and this and that. But, you know, at the end of the day, he gave us a chance to win the ball game. He didn't get hit very hard. The pitch count just got driven up, but he did everything he could, battled, and kept us within striking distance.
Logan Morrison with a clutch two-run homer in the eighth to give the Rays the lead. He spoke to the media after the game.
I mean, you know, Stroman was tough all night, so it was good to see him get a home run off him and put an instant run on the board, get some instant office right there. He was filthy, and, you know, it was good to get him out of the game and then get to their bullpen. You know, some teams you don't want their bullpen to come in, some teams you do. So it was good to, you know, just keep grinding, keep battling, and great team win. Pitchers did a great job holding them down, and we were able to break through late.
So you bring that up, you get to the bullpen, staying in the eighth inning. It was the first time in your career that you had faced Dominic Leon, and you hit a two-run home run. What are you looking for in that at-bat?
Just something over the middle of the plate. I'm not too picky with the pitch, just trying to get something over the middle of the plate where I can get my barrel to. You know, it was up and kind of two-seamer that ran away, but started middle and was able to get the barrel on it, and it went for me.
And Logan, I want to ask you about one of your teammates tonight, Steven Souza Jr. He made some outstanding plays in right field. How do you best characterize his defense?
Man, he plays with reckless abandon. He's a great, great player, and I'm happy that he's on my team. Just his defensive style is, like reckless abandon, but he's got a great range, great arm. If he can kind of channel it and throw it to the cutoff man and put it in the right spots, it'll make our outfield that much better. And he did a great job tonight.
The Rays series with the Blue Jays continues on Saturday. Matt Andres up against Francisco Liriano.